What are we going to read for this month? Take us through to December.
Yeah, scary, isn't it? Okay,
it is. So, that whole year's nearly gone by.
Yeah. So the title of this book will either set hearts alight or sound incredibly dull, I think, depending on how you think about libraries, books and reading. And hopefully it'll set everybody's hearts alight because we all love reading. But it's called The Librarian. And it appealed to me because of that title, anything to do with books. And I've got good friends who are librarians, so that immediately drew me in. But it's also a book by Sally Vickers, and she's quite a popular writer.
Yeah, she came to the Felixstowe Book Festival, didn't she? And I know loads of people absolutely thrilled. And I've never read one of her books. I sort of didn't like to admit it. So this is going to be really good for me.
Well, she's best known for one of her earlier books, which came out a long time ago now, but that was called Miss Garnett's Angel. And it was one of those books that became a word of mouth phenomenon, because that's how it sold lots of books, because people recommended it to each other. So not a huge amount of marketing, but just because people loved it, it became a bestseller, which is a great way to be a bestseller.
It is, yeah. It's a lovely way, isn't it?
But this book, so it's called The Librarian, and it's set in the 1950s, and it's about a character called Sylvia Blackwell, who's just taken up a job as a children's librarian in a rundown library in a market town. And she wants to fire up enthusiasm for reading in the local children, but she's got opposition from her employer, surprisingly. And, Sylvia Blackwell also engages in an affair with a local doctor, and of course these two events cause terrible consequences, which we find out about in the book. But there are various titles listed in the book celebrating the classics of children's literature as a result of finding out about this character, the librarian. So I think that's enough reason to read it. We can wallow in our memories of reading books as children. And also there's a lot of nostalgia here for a sort of bygone era of the 50s. And it's very delicately presented. I think it's very attractive going back into that mood. And the book is also inspired, apparently, by the author's own memories of a real librarian called Miss Blackwell. So there are lots of little ways into this that I hope will appeal, and we'll see what we think of it.
So The Librarian by Sally Vickers is the book that we're going to be reading.